This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
You guys, welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Blinds. It is me, Troy McKee B.
And Kelly Williams.
And this is a real action-packed episode. We're covering a lot today. We're obviously, of course, we're going to be talking about Astroworld. We have to give our feelings and thoughts. We're also going to be talking pretty intensely about Miss Kylie Jenner today, which I am very excited about.
Everything from here on out, guys, is allegedly... Just remember that. Kris Jenner, whatever we're about to say is all alleged.
Yeah, we should definitely, for this one, let's make sure to say it right at the top.
But also, we have, like, facts about Astroworld. So, yeah. I guess everything after Astroworld is alleged.
Right. Yes.
And Troy and I were originally going to do an episode about John Legend and Chrissy Teigen, but there just weren't that many blinds about them. It's more about, like, Chrissy's a bully. Mm-hmm. And they might have money trouble. But other than that, I was surprised that we couldn't find that many.
Yeah, they don't. I mean, I guess it's because what you think of them is like what blind items also think of them. Like, it's like nothing new. Like you said that she's a bully. We knew that, you know, like I kept reading old blinds about how she was like bullying teenagers and shit on the internet for years before Courtney exposed her. They just, like, are thirsty and fame-obsessed, and that Chrissy is just, like, obsessed with the press and the media and fake stories and calling paparazzi and, you know, I mean, which shouldn't shock anybody.
Yeah, yeah. So because of that, we decided to focus on Ms. Kylie Jenner. But before we get into Astroworld, before we get into the Kylie Jenner of it all, we have to talk about our live shows, Troy.
We do.
So Boston has one ticket left, just one. And then this comes out on Thursday, but on Friday, Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York City all go on sale to the public. But right now is the Patreon pre-sale. So if you have Patreon, make sure to go over there and get your code. And also in LA, we're doing a live stream event. So if you're over, I know we have a lot of Australian listeners. If you want to wake up, I don't know. How many hours are they ahead of us? Like 11?
Yeah, something really wild, like more than 10.
Yeah, so if you want to spend your morning watching a live stream before you go to work, definitely make sure you grab those tickets. And I don't think there's a cap to them.
No, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. Kelly and I are entering our Disney tour era. So we're like, this is like early. This is like, we're entering our like MySpace Demi and Selena era.
Who's who?
God, if I have to be Demi, I'll fucking be Demi.
Honestly, reading our reviews, I think I'm Demi. I'll be Demi.
We're entering our Girl Interrupted tour phase. Disney's about to work us to death. We're so excited. No, I'm like really, really, really excited. This is gonna be so fun.
And a lot of people are asking about VIP. We're going to hang out with you guys, take pictures, talk, just,
yeah,
you know, but LA, we're having an after party till midnight.
So. Yeah. So we'll be able to clink glasses and just chit chat about Aaron Carter. Like, what more could you ask for, honestly?
But if we're in LA, we're going to softly whisper it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we're not responsible for if Aaron Carter shows up and does anything to us, you guys.
But on a more serious topic, we have to talk about Astroworld.
Yes, I won't say excited, but I've just been eager to just express thoughts about this because it's just so crazy.
You go first.
I guess the thing that I've been thinking about a lot is, like, you know, you look at a music festival on TV or, like, in a, even, like, in movies and stuff, and it's, like, I feel like I have a real visceral reaction because we've all been to music festivals. Mm-hmm. Like, watching that, I was just, like, that could be anybody you know. It could be you. It could be me. It could be whoever's kids. You know, it's, like, it's just, and you know that feeling of being in a music festival and being exhausted or having heat stroke or being tired or dehydrated and removing yourself and having to, like, kind of get back into, like, your brain a little bit. And just the thought of not being able to do that and going through what those people went through is just so horrific.
Have you ever been to a concert where you felt that push? Obviously, the push Troy and I are going to talk about is nothing compared to what happened at Astroworld.
I've definitely been to concerts where I felt that sort of, like, the crowd is in control of my body kind of thing, mm-hmm. where you're just like, I'm surrounded by all these sweaty bodies. We're all dehydrated. When I was younger, like, where I grew up, where they had Warped Tour was mm-hmm. like no shelter at all. So we were just in the beaming sun the entire day. We're drunk underage teenagers drinking from fucking water bottles, not drinking water. And I definitely remember that feeling of, like, if I don't get out of this crowd, I'm going to pass out. Mm-hmm. For sure, I'm going to pass out. And then you leave the crowd. You know what I mean? So just the thought of, like, what they went through is just, like, insane.
Because at most concerts, you are not boxed in the way that they were in Astroworld.
Right.
You can get out typically. When it comes to a big crowd like that, you can at least get out in the sides.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get to a side, you can cut back really quickly. Not quickly, but you know what I mean.
Right.
And that's not how Astroworld was set up. There were fences along the sides. So you had to go straight back.
Right.
Which is not okay. Not safe by any means. Now, I've been to Warped Tour. I've been to shows that there have been pits at, and I've been in the pit, but I've been very lucky to never really feel that push.
Mm-hmm.
And the only time I can think of it, I saw, who'd I see? I went to Incubus and Jimmy Eat World, and, like, I was very fucked up.
Right.
And I was in the pit, and it was just people starting to push to get closer. Mm-hmm. But again, it was nothing like this. Like, I could kind of spiral out, and I'm taller too.
Right.
So I'm like 5'9". I can kind of push my way through. But the idea that you're not even safe, like, going to a concert with your peers, that's really, really fucked up. And this is something that was so preventable because I saw people, like, comparing it to what happened at Ariana's Manchester concert. I'm like,
no.
No. This was completely preventable.
And also, I mean, we know now, especially if you didn't know before, you at least know now based on the amount of footage that's been coming out of his other shows. Like, he regularly incites the crowd to, as he calls it, rage. So, you know, I mean, there's a part of me that believes, like, the people working that event were told, like, it's what's expected. You know, like, this is what, you know, don't freak out when these kids start crying and shit, because this is what he does.
And it was understaffed. The staff that they did have wasn't properly trained or prepared at all.
Right.
There weren't enough EMTs there. And these are just some facts that I found, which were obviously, so far, 12 people have died. A young boy just died from his injuries in the hospital. And I saw a lot of TikToks where people are saying that there had to have been more deaths than what's being reported. Yeah. And one thing that I found really odd is that they kept saying that there were 50,000 people there.
Mm-hmm.
But when this concert first went on sale, they said that 100,000 tickets were sold out within seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
So which is true? Was it 50,000 or were there 100,000 people there?
I believe with my entire spirit those kids on TikTok saying, like, the numbers that they're giving are complete bullshit. It doesn't make any sense. And when you think about the fact that all of these people, their account of this event is that they're like, also, I don't even know if I believe the body count. Like, mm-hmm. the amount of people that they're claiming that were like hurt, like they're like walking on piles of people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that is fucking insane. And they're all describing like seeing just piles of fucking bodies being pulled out. Like, it just seems like there's a lot of spinning going on to try and cover this shit up. I don't believe any of it.
I agree with you. And today, the Houston PD had a press conference about Astroworld, and they finally admitted no one was being injected at the show. Because that was the first story that was told to TMZ. Mm-hmm. And we all know who has a bat phone to TMZ. Right. And Houston PD was like, no, the officer that said he got injected was punched. Mm-hmm. That's a different feeling than being injected by a needle.
Exactly.
So that's been debunked. Right now, I've noticed that TMZ has done a lot of flip-flopping on whether Travis is to be blamed or not. So today, I mean, like I said, they've been going back and forth for like the past few days. Mm-hmm. And then today they showed that Houston cops were filming the show rather than helping victims. So how is Travis supposed to know that there were victims?
I just don't understand in what world. Like, if this was a girl, if this was a woman that this happened to, people would be up her ass. Mm-hmm. The fact that people are fucking defending him when there is video of him, first of all, being told what's going on and then him pushing those people away. And also, there is literal video of him standing and watching people chant, "Stop the show." He can hear it. You know he can. They're underneath his fucking feet.
And when people are like, well, he has his in-ear in. He can't hear anything other than that.
Like, stop protecting this fucking man. Like, he incites this every show. And a lot of people are saying, like, this, you know, obviously there's been a ton of press around this one because it was so massive. But, like, crazy shit like this happens at all of his shows where people think that they're going to die and people get hurt and injured and trampled. And, you know, he knows, you know, I've read a lot about these people saying, like, a big part of his shows is that people storm the stage and people break the fences down and you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people running in and, you know, crowding this already psychotic crowd, this mm-hmm. fucking Wild West show. He knows. Like, I'm sorry, but he knows. Like, are you really? Really?
Like, we're rush really, security.
Yeah, like, we're really going to protect Travis Scott this much, a fucking industry plant SoundCloud rapper? You cared that much? Really?
Yeah. And somebody said, you know, did he stop the show? He stopped the show 4 times when he noticed people passed out, but he finished his set. 2 people came on stage to tell him what we assume was going on, and he brushed them off. And even during the live stream, you can see him noticing the ambulances. And it's almost like watching that clip, you see the wheels turn.
Mm-hmm.
And he just says, fuck it, we're still going.
Yeah. And just the thought of, like, to me, the most, like, devastating part, the part that, like, really made me, like, hysterical when I first saw it, was when, like, there was a moment of, like, chilled out where they were trying to, like, get out, trying to figure out what to do with their bodies, pulling people out because the crowd was chill. And he knew what the fuck was going on, and he, like, demanded for the crowd to rage in the middle of these people, like, fighting for their fucking lives. Like, that is so, just the thought of that happening and being there and being, like, trying to pull yourself up off the fucking ground after being trampled. And then he incites the crowd to jump on you, basically.
Make the earth shake is what he said.
Like, get the fuck, it sends shivers down my spine. It's just, like, horrific.
And originally, the story was that once he got off stage, he found out what happened. That was the original story. He had no idea what was going on while he was on stage. Kendall and Kylie had no idea, even though they got rushed out.
Right.
They got, like, rushed out when everything was happening. And so we're supposed to assume he found out the second he walked off stage, right? Well, now the story has changed that he didn't know till the day after, because he was caught going to an after party at Dave and Buster's with Drake. Again, it's like, what's the truth?
Yeah.
Because Kris Jenner, your story is going to unravel really fucking quick.
And like, what more proof do you need or want? Like, what proof do you need that this person is a piece of shit that should be held accountable for insane amounts of violence at his shows, where there are literal children, not even just teenagers, kids. Imagine being a fucking 12-year-old and your first concert is seeing people like bleeding from their noses because they're having heat exhaustion and seeing dead bodies everywhere. Like, are you kidding?
I completely agree. And I'm not going to sit here and say I think Travis is 100% responsible. I think there are a lot of layers to this, but he is responsible to some degree.
Yeah, he should be held accountable to some degree. And like you said, everybody involved should. But like, to say like, well, he didn't know. What did he not know?
And so I've seen a lot of people say this is like demonic. And I'm not going to do, what is it, satanic panic or whatever it was back in the day. I don't fuck with Illuminati shit. That's just me personally. But I will say, in between sets, I don't know if you've heard the videos or the sounds, they played really insane frequencies instead of like music like they typically play.
Right.
So they were playing like the purge alarm that you hear, the emergency response alarm, and then weird vibration stuff. So these people are already probably dehydrated, hungry, maybe on some kind of drugs or drinking or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then having that in between your sets, like there's no downtime.
Yeah, like, and then they do that for like an absurd amount of time. It was like hours and hours and hours that music was playing that was just like literally pulses and like shrill tones and alarms. Like,
yeah.
And it's like, oh God, it just like makes my stomach hurt.
Yeah. And I have been checking TMZ a lot. And again, the way they're flipping and flopping on Travis Scott, I'm like, just say what it is.
Right. This is one situation where it's like, Kris Jenner is not going to be able to momager her way out of this. Like, you can announce whatever you want. Whoever can get engaged, whoever can be dating whoever. Like, people died. And no, nobody gives a fuck about your Hulu show right now.
And everybody's talking about it. Everybody. Yeah. On TikTok especially. Honestly, like, sometimes I hate TikTok. Other times I'm like, thank God people are telling their stories, because I can only imagine how hard it is for those people to speak about the things that they saw.
Yeah, I agree with that. I had a moment like that where I was like, wow, sometimes I get reminded of like the power of TikTok, you know, like sometimes I forget when I'm just like scrolling through it in bed at night. But then when things like this happen, I'm like, wow, this is a platform where you know, that now we kind of look to for things like this. Like, I'm not checking this shit on Instagram, I'm checking it on TikTok.
For sure. And I have to say, I don't know their names off the top of my head. I'm so sorry, but there is a young girl, a young woman, and a younger guy who went up on the platform with the cameraman just trying to get any sort of help.
Mm-hmm.
And I give those two so much credit.
That broke me. Hers and especially his. Because he was also just like a kid being like, this is somebody's child dying who is dead. Like,
yeah,
you know, it's just, it was a real display of just like the power of like groupthink, of people like taking the side of Travis Scott while some kid is like, no, there are dead people in a pile over here. Like, hello.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't saying people are dying. He's saying people are dead.
Right.
And to the people who were jumping on the ambulances and doing whatever else, I hope they get charged too.
Me too.
Because again, you're right. This is a groupthink. It reminded me of, you know, when a championship team wins and all of a sudden cars are flipped and it's that riot mentality.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And I feel like when you're at a concert, unless you're very aware of your whole surroundings, you don't know what's happening in the section across from you.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
I saw a lot of people talking about that, how like, you know, you sort of build this weird little like community almost with the people around you, you know, and it's like, this is who we're standing by. This is our group, especially in a group like that. You know that there's a lot of like assaults happening, and it literally is the Wild West of concerts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I watched one TikTok of this girl talking about like, you know, her experience of being in this group of girls. They didn't know each other, but they were like, we're going to look out for each other. And they basically save each other's lives. And I don't know. Like I said earlier, it's just like so easy to imagine putting yourself in that place, because we've all been to some sort of concert or music festival or something. Like, that could have been anybody that you know. And for some people, it was people that you know. Some people listening to this were there, maybe, you know, and it's just like unreal.
And one thing a lot of people kept saying was that they didn't have cell service.
Mm-hmm.
And my only experience with that, so for the Boston Marathon bombing, they had the bombs go off via cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
So a few months later, I went to like a Patriots championship parade with my stepbrother. And as the Patriots like came around our corner, all of our cell service went off.
Wow.
So they just shut down like whatever block we were on. And that's what it reminded me of. But I was like, but this is an all day event.
Right.
This wasn't them just passing by for 10 minutes.
Right. And like, you know, I also am not like, I'm not trying to say, I don't want to say that this was like some sort of fucking spirit cooking demonic thing or something, but like, the thought of looking up at the stage and seeing that it's a portal to literal hell and the fire and all the shit, it's like, it's almost like purposely making people more scared and like trying to build their anxiety even more.
Yeah.
Which is like also just so in itself is so demonic. Like, that's so evil.
So I have a theory, and I want to hear your opinion on this, because okay, it might be a crazy theory or whatever.
Okay.
But Kylie hasn't really been out during her pregnancy. And she's what, like 7 or 8 months pregnant at this point?
Mm-hmm.
But she was at that show with their daughter.
Right.
And there's a part of me that thinks she was there because they had a feeling it was going to get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But they could be like, then why would a pregnant woman and her daughter go if it was going to be crazy?
I could totally see that.
Yeah, I think there's something there with that.
I could totally see that.
Mm-hmm.
To try and sort of, yeah, that's a very Kardashian thing to do.
And then once shit starts hitting the fan, they're escorted out immediately.
Yeah.
Even though, you know, Kylie had the videos of the ambulance and then deleted them, but kept all the other shit up there for a while.
Right. And then they're able to just go, you know, the Kardashians are able to just like live their best fucking lives the following day. Khloe's posting pictures of, was it Khloe or Kylie that was posting pictures of flowers all day? Photo after photo after photo of bouquets of flowers they were receiving.
I think it was Chris because it was her birthday.
Oh, right. Yeah. It's like,
yeah,
fuck you.
And Travis's apology video was worse than Ariana's when she licked the donut and tried to feel sorry for it.
And people still defending him even after that video.
He wouldn't look at the camera. He looked away. He repeated himself a billion times.
I was shocked that Pete, after seeing that video, people were still like, well, no, like, don't blame him. Are you fucking kidding me? He gave you I just rolled out of bed. I've crusted my eyes. Apology. Could barely look into the camera. Didn't give a fuck. He looked inconvenienced having to do it.
So how do you feel about the Kardashians seemingly try to spin it like Travis is a big victim too?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not surprised at all. I'm just like, I think that they are freaking out because they had this perfect, you know, press tour lined up for their Hulu show. And they've had this incredible press recently with Kim doing SNL, Pete, Travis, the engagement. It gets really been, they've really been hitting it out of the park as far as like PR goes for the past few months. And yeah, and this has really thrown a real wrench in their fucking plan. And thank God. It's truly karma.
So I saw another TikTok, and this is with Travis's old manager. I don't know if you saw it, but in 2009, this guy was managing Travis Scott, and he had a seizure in the studio, and Travis left him for dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's who he is.
And the guy said specifically, I've been, you know, I've worked with a lot of people, and he said many times that Travis is the worst artist that he's worked with by far. Mm-hmm. And he also confirmed that Travis is a fucking industry plant and that they just bought his success.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything that I've ever thought in the back of my mind about him and why I was never able to fully engage him was confirmed. And yeah, he's a fucking industry plant. They bought his followers. All of his followers were bots and fucking robots. And they paid for his streams on SoundCloud. And like to think of all the talented fucking people, because I've always been like a SoundCloud person. I like SoundCloud music. And to think of all the people that didn't make it during that real big SoundCloud boom that happened around that time that he like blew up, like, and it only happened for him because he paid for it.
There's not much else we can say about Astroworld.
Yeah.
Other than, you know, we're thinking of everybody who was there, the victims, people who are survivors from it, you know, they're going to live with that forever. And they're going to be talked about forever. And just the way this whole thing was designed, it was set up to hurt, basically hurt the people that are there, you know, hurt the people that are attending. They were doing nothing for these people to make it a good time.
You and I both watched a TikTok with that woman who was like the owner of a
LA event company.
Yes, the owner of the event company. And she said, like, just based on facts, like, there's absolutely no way in hell that people didn't know that this was going to happen. They knew that this was going to happen. They know every time, like I said earlier, that his fans break through the fence. It's a tradition at his shows that they hop the fence and that hundreds of people show up and over, you know, send it straight into full fucking overcapacity. Like, they knew this was going to happen. And that's why he was on stage, not shocked that it was happening, because he planned it.
Yeah, and people coming to Travis's defense, they're like, well, people pass out at his concert all the time. How is he supposed to know? I was like, well, maybe he should stop encouraging that.
Yeah, like maybe encouraging people to get trampled at your shows and then knowing that it's happening and telling them to shake the world, meaning stomp them, is like not the fucking plan.
And then like bringing Drake out to make people make the surge even worse.
Yeah.
He should have stopped the show. We all know that.
Yeah.
And to anyone saying, you know, well, you know, he has his in-ear, you know, he has lights on him. How can you see what's happening in the crowd? After this came out, there were so many videos of so many people stopping the crowd. I mean, Niall Horan is on stage in Brazil at a really big event. And he's like, the swaying of the crowd is not safe.
Yeah.
So even if he didn't see anything exactly happening, if you see a crowd, I didn't know this, but apparently if it's swaying a certain way, like everybody at once kind of back and forth, that's bad sign.
Yeah, you basically can't open up TikTok right now without seeing videos of other celebrities being responsible and, you know, stopping their shows. I mean, literally tons and tons and tons of videos at small venues, big venues, giant huge festivals, like literally Adele being like, stop the show, and like having her people come out and give actual like CPR basically to some woman who passed out and giving her food and drink and stuff and them just waiting until it's done. Like, that's, yeah, of course that's a thing that happens at concerts. Of course. Nobody's arguing that. But the way a celebrity chooses to deal with it is that's him. I've never seen anything like what he did, ever.
Stopping the show four times isn't enough.
Right. It's just not enough. And if you are a celebrity, like, I even think back to being a kid, and like when I was little, I was obsessed with Michael Jackson as a kid, and I used to watch like his live tours all the time. And it was like a thing, like people go into hysterics and they pass out at Michael Jackson mm-hmm. concerts. So because of that, it was just lined with people ready to pull people out of the crowd and give them CPR and carry them out on stretchers. Like, I remember that being like a normal thing back when I was little, like seeing girls be carried out on stretchers at Michael Jackson shows. Like, you plan for it. You don't just let kids get trampled at shows.
Exactly. And I know there are some people, they're like, well, what's a 10-year-old doing at a Travis Scott show? I used to go to concerts at 10.
I did too.
So...
And is it the kids' fault that they went to a fucking concert? It's the kids' fault?
Yeah.
Come on. Like, please, like, pull your head out of your ass and, like, really think about what you're doing. Defending mm-hmm. an industry plant SoundCloud rapper that doesn't give a fuck about you. Who doesn't give a fuck that a bunch of kids died at a show. Who doesn't care.
There's, yeah. I think that that's what, like, bothers me the most is the lack of remorse.
Yeah.
And the fact that they basically had a partnership with BetterHelp to
right.
get people who were there help. I was like, oh, so we just got a brand deal out yeah. of this. Fuck but, off.
I know. Like, beyond.
Just, I like, genuinely hope that Travis Scott is never allowed to play a festival again. I don't even know if he should be able to perform, like, tour again.
I 1,000% agree.
Now, before we get into Kylie, I know we kind of touched on this, but do you think there is any way Chris, and just, I guess, jumping back a little bit, I saw someone tweet, they were like, the thing about Chris is she lacks empathy.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, she is a sociopath.
Yeah.
Because she can mock people. She can kind of like do an emotion, but she lacks empathy because if the Kardashians were to do a bunch more charity work, people would like them a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't see it that way. And even the way these stories started piling in, I mean, it started with that lie of somebody stabbing people with drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And when I heard that, I'm like, a heroin addict isn't just going to shoot other people with heroin.
Yeah, what the hell is that? Like, what?
And again... You know, Kylie all of a sudden deletes just the Instagram stories of the ambulances. And then they're like, no, you have to delete the whole thing. So she deletes the whole thing. And then Kendall takes 3 days to say anything. And Kylie's like, we found out after the show, but now Travis is spotted at Dave and Buster's. Oh, no, he found out after that, though. I found out before Travis Scott. That's not true.
Are you kidding me?
Like, it's I found absurd. Out immediately after I was out with friends and on my phone, and I was like, holy fucking shit. Do you know what just happened?
It honestly just, for me, it just like confirms how strange world the Kardashians are, how just fucking house of mirrors it all is. Because they have this illusion of being transparent. But they're not transparent at all.
Not like, at all.
They just create contrived fake transparency that is not real.
And they throw so many stories out there. You're like, wait, what? How did we get here?
Right. And when they're forced to actually be vulnerable, real people, Kim is at least good at faking it. And that's why she's become the spokesperson of the family, because she's good at going on Ellen and having what seems like an authentic conversation that isn't real.
With Ellen.
Yeah, exactly. And it seems real.
Yeah.
But like, you know, we've all seen those moments, even stuff as simple as Kendall having to hand over a charity check. It's like, kill me now. They can't do it. They can't show compassion or empathy for these people that go out and augment their fucking bodies to look like them. I just have hit a Kardashian wall, and this was truly the moment I'm like, I'm done.
I mean, I've always said, like, I'm not a Kardashian fan. I can respect how they've gotten where they've gotten, whether they've,
right,
you know, whether they've yachted or done whatever yeah, they needed to do. But after their reunion, like, with Andy, and he asked them, do you think that you put an unattainable body standard on people? And Kendall was like, we work hard for those bodies. I was like, come on, guys. At least, like, admit it a little. If they admitted it a little, people might like them a little more, but probably not.
Kim's like, we're waking up at 6 a.m. We're working out. Get the fuck out of here.
Your grandmother posted an untouched picture of you, Chloe, and you threw her in jail for a month.
Literally.
Is MJ even out of jail? We don't know.
MJ's in jail with, like, an anchor sweater around her shoulders. But no, it's like, yeah, they are just... I just... You know that quote of, like, stop making stupid people famous?
Yeah.
Like, I've never really thought too deeply about it until it's like, no, it really is, like, so dangerous that we've allowed these people to, like, be the focal point of our whole fucking zeitgeist. Like, it's really fucked.
Now, what do you think the outcome of this is going to be? I know we're about to talk about Kylie, but I know I've already seen people throwing her gross swimsuits that are completely see-through mm-hmm. away. They're throwing away her makeup on TikTok, being like, you're disgusting. You're like, you don't care, all mm-hmm. this stuff. I'm not going to say, do you think the Kardashians are going to bounce back? Because they're like fucking cockroaches. They'll yeah. always bounce back. But do you think they'll be able to spin Travis out of this?
No. I think that for the delusional people who see him as some sort of god and or whatever, like they see him as like, I actually don't even know what they see him as, but for those people that put him on that crazy pedestal, like maybe for them, but I don't think you'll be able to change the minds of the rational, logical people who know what the fuck is going on, who are yeah. not idiots. Like, people are not stupid. Not everybody is a complete moron. And, you know?
Yeah. I mean, even on our Instagram, we posted, what, 5 different headlines, all kind of saying something different
mm-hmm.
from TMZ.
Right.
It's a machine, and I hope this kind of stops it in its tracks at least a little bit.
I do, too. I mean, I do think, I've always said that, you know, there's obviously power in numbers, and I think the strength that the Kardashians have over any celebrity ever is that there's 40 of them, and mm-hmm. if one of them does something bad, there's another one that can kind of step out into the spotlight. When one of them is having a controversy, there's another one that can do something really dumb publicly and take the heat off. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was some Kardashian, you know, distractions coming soon. Mm-hmm. Things are going to be happening with them for sure. Like, they're going to be doing shit to get us off the trail. Kim's gonna go to the movies with Pete or something. I don't fucking know, but like, they're gonna, you know, it's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Guys, don't let it happen. Dig your feet in the sand. And again, I think everyone should be held accountable for this. Live Nation, Cactus Jack, I'm pretty sure that's Travis Scott's company name.
Yeah.
Travis Scott. Maybe even Drake. I don't know. The Drake of it all, I'm just kind of like, I don't know.
But yeah. People need to be held accountable, though. You're right.
Yeah. Because this doesn't happen off. Like, people pass out at festivals, yes.
Yeah.
But a mass casualty. And he continued for 40 minutes after that. Sorry. I like, can't let this go.
I know. No, I know. I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Well, you want to talk about Kylie?
Let's get into Miss Kylie Jenner. Troy, what are your thoughts about Miss Kylie?
You know, I will say, after all I just said, Kylie genuinely makes me really sad. My general thoughts about Kylie Jenner, and I've posted this on my Instagram, I used to, like, kind of obsessively follow the Kardashians on Keek when they tried to make that app happen.
Is that Hi Kiki? Or
no, it was literally called Keek.
No, I thought you've texted me like Kiki or something, right? Or is it just Keek?
Well, they used to say Hi Keeks on Keek all the time. Is it that?
Okay, you've said me Hi Keeks.
yeah.
And I was just like, hey.
You're right.
That was like a nickname for me. I was like, yeah, okay.
You're right. I forget that nobody used Keek. So I don't even know what the fuck I'm talking about. But Kylie was extremely active on Keek. And I really felt like I got to know her because nobody was using that app. So the Kardashians would just post whatever they wanted on it. And nobody looked at it again. And it was amazing. And Kylie was like, so funny, so like goofy and full of life and silly and quirky and kind of weird, really filled out like the black sheep thing of the family, like the weird one who is like, you know, has blue hair at the dinner table, like that cliche. And then the more famous she became, the more she kind of like went inside herself, and like now she's like a shell of a young girl, and it's sad.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
I mean, I feel the same way. I feel like she's almost the perfect example of what it's like to grow up in this newly famous family who is changing their bodies every other day.
Mm-hmm.
I always felt bad because it took me a while to realize that when people get plastic surgery, it's because, maybe not every time, but it's because they want it, because they're insecure.
Right.
Whereas, like, with her, I felt like she wanted to look like Kim.
Yeah.
And I think one of the craziest things is how tan she is and all this stuff. I'm like, she's not even Armenian.
I know. Like, she has literally created a race for herself, basically.
Yeah. I don't know. When she was younger, though, I always felt bad. And then when she started dating Tyga, I was really grossed out by that. And
mm-hmm.
and then she just got to be kind of, like, annoying to me, I guess.
Yeah, and just, like, the thought of having a mom that pushes you to be a product. Like, a mom who does not view you as, like, a human being. Like, truly, she's just a product to her parents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and then there's also the side of her that really plants her feet when it comes to stealing people's ideas, stealing products from people, her appropriation of fucking culture. Like,
mm-hmm.
the fact that she knows that it's wrong and she plants her feet and has made a weird sort of brand out of making products for other white girls that want to appropriate culture is like the wildest fucking thing I think I've ever seen. So I also think she's a piece of shit, but again, it's like the basis of this fucking podcast. Like, nobody starts off rotted, you know what I mean? And she's a particular case, as we got to watch her become who she is.
Yeah. And having a mom like Kris Jenner, she has no choice but to be that way.
Right.
The way I always kind of thought of her and Kendall, I was like, so Kendall's the supermodel, even though she gives us nothing every single time she does a photo shoot or walks down a runway.
Right.
And I was always like, but what's Kylie gonna, like, is she gonna be like a Khloe, like the funny sister? Mm-hmm. Or, and then she kind of took a huge detour and I was like, didn't see that one coming for Kylie.
Yeah, and I also just think generally, like, her impact on youth culture is so fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the way that she has just completely warped every young person's brain, specifically young girls. Like, I feel so bad for girls who are young enough to be susceptible to her fucking bullshit and thinking that they have to have Coke bottle bodies and big, giant, huge, fake, like, asses hanging over their thighs and giant, huge lips. And it's, like, really, really sad. Like, she made getting plastic surgery in your early 20s very normal.
Yeah, that's so true. And for so long, I mean, they still haven't even fully admitted it, right? Mm-hmm. She was like, yeah, my lips are fake. I'm like, what about your boobs? What about everything else?
Yeah.
That's my thing with the Kardashians. I wish they'd just come clean.
I know.
I don't know how much more it would make me like them after all these years.
Right.
But if they were like, yeah, we got, you know, this, this, that, and that, I'd be like, okay, maybe a little more. Maybe a little more.
Right. See, I almost think the illusion of it, the fact that they won't come clean, it's like the speculation is what they like.
Oh, for sure.
Because they know that we talk, obviously they know we talk about it, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm excited to get into Blinds about her. I was telling Kelly before we started, like, I was really interested in finding old Kylie Blinds, because I just think that that 2013, 2014 Tumblr era, Kylie is, like, her real, it's, like, her fork in the road. Like,
yeah,
it could have gone any way for her, and when she showed up at the American Music Awards with those turquoise extensions in her hair, I was, like, Kylie's, like, becoming a thing. Like, that was, like, a moment, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I remember her and Jaden Smith walking out of movie theaters with her foundation all over his face.
Right. Yes.
I guess I didn't realize Kylie was becoming a moment until she was at, like, Coachella with Kendall and Justin Bieber. Mm. And they made all those unhinged TikTok videos. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Yes. Coachella and, Kylie.
And I was like, isn't she 15? I was like, what is she doing?
That was really when she had her foot on, like, the fucking throats of, like, youth. Like, Tumblr Kylie is a whole thing.
Now, I will say, like, Tyga Kylie is when I really started paying more attention to her.
For sure.
Because I know Tyga had a baby with Blac Chyna, who was besties with Kim at the time.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Tyga's with Kylie. And can I just say, as a culture, we don't talk enough that Blac Chyna got mad at her and fucked her brother and had a baby with her brother.
I mean, the whole thing is just so fucking insanity. And the fact that Tyga's whole thing was such a, it was all so fake and so obvious that he was, like, a broke fake rapper. And there's also so much speculation around his sexuality, and it always just felt like he used Kylie not only as a meal ticket, but to, like, make himself look like this wanted ladies man. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I have a blind about the two of them from 2015.
Okay.
This A-list reality star is so scared of losing her loser B-plus list rapper boyfriend that she does whatever he says. At this point, if he told her to get triple E size breasts, she would do it. Nothing she does, though, will get him to stop cheating. She could cut him off financially, but she won't do that. And one thing you guys will realize listening to The Blinds is that Tyga's broke, allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
And Kylie has to allegedly pay all these people just to, like, spend time with her.
Yeah, she pays for her friendships, which should come as no surprise. Just based on how we've heard her life be described, that she, you know, allows people to move into her house. And, you know, she, I guess, allegedly is still paying for Tyga. Like, he has some sort of guilt trip over her where he, like, has convinced her that she needs to give him a fucking allowance. Kylie's early blind items are just so bad. This one's from 2013. It says, the C-plus list reality star and her B-plus list celebrity boyfriend got a little too carried away at a recent event. They decided to have sex in a bathroom, but didn't realize that they could clearly be heard by the catering staff and guests at this event. And there's a lot of just Kylie just out here underage, just doing whatever the fuck she wants. No supervision, not parented at all, dating older men. Chris pushing her to date older men. It's just, it's sick.
Know what I hope for us one day, Troy? That we are working wait staff somewhere and something like this happens with celebrities.
Oh my God, are you kidding?
I have another blind from 2015. And when I read it, I was kind of shocked. The last straw for this barely celebrity girlfriend of this A-list rapper to dump him was when she caught him naked in a room with this A-list rapper who has an A-list reality girlfriend. Barely celebrity girlfriend, Karrueche Tran, A-list rapper Chris Brown, other A-list rapper Tyga, reality girlfriend Kylie.
That whole era of her dating him is just like, the blinds that I have about them are so revolting. I'm just going to go down the Kylie and Tyga list here. Okay, so I have one from 2014, actually, about Tyga. And I think that this like kind of perfectly sums him up. It says, it's really interesting that he is pretending to be such a ladies' man. He may be a father and he may be linked to women who are praised for their feminine features. But we hear that this rapper might not be into women at all. An industry insider tells us that the rapper knows that the way to make it in this industry is to pretend that he's a gangsta and that he's fucking all these women, like X and Y, X and Y being Blac Chyna and Kylie Jenner, left and right, but he always preferred the dick. He's hooked up with some bigger guys who are on the DL, but rapper Tyga doesn't do it just to get favors from them. 9 out of 10 times when he's fucking men. The Tupac act and all the drama with the women are just for show and for dough. Since most of the attention on this rapper centers around his relationships with women, it's interesting to think that those relationships might only be for publicity and money. When evidence of him spending time with men gets some play, we want to see if he addresses it by denying it, by claiming that he was forced or tricked into it, by saying that he is bisexual or something else. Yeah, and you read that a lot about him, that his entire persona is like bullshit, which makes complete sense because he's not even good at pulling it off.
Do you remember when there was some like, it was almost like Malibu's Most Wanted, but a reality show on MTV. It never really aired in the US, but Tyga was on it.
I don't think I knew about that.
I need to find the clips, guys. I'll post it. But oh my God, literally like B-Rad from Malibu's Most Wanted with the way he's acting. He's like, my mom's got money. I grew up with an Escalade, but I'm hardcore. It's
what?
It's not safe. I'll try and find the clips.
Oh my God, please do.
I have a fun 2014 blind. Nothing to do with Tyga, but very fun. This teenage A-list reality star from an A-list reality show hooked up with her on-again, off-again boyfriend at a party. Nothing blind item worthy about that, but when this former A-list tweener joined in, it became blind item worthy, especially considering how the tweener's on-again, off-again tweener girlfriend heard about it for the first time this past week. Teenage A-list reality star is Kylie Jenner. On-again, off-again boyfriend is Jaden Smith. Former A-list tweener is Justin Bieber, and the girlfriend is Selena.
I mean, the amount of times that Justin Bieber has infiltrated the Kardashians. My God.
At least three.
And you know it's been several occasions.
Oh, yeah. When he was at Coachella with Kylie and Kendall, that's when he was on and off with Selena. And I remember Selena, like, following Kylie and Kendall, unfollowing them. Instagram used to be the messiest place.
It was.
I miss that mess. When it wasn't so curated.
It was fun. And I say that about Twitter, too, all the time. Like, I miss early Twitter.
Wild West.
It aren't the same.
50 high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor. It's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades. Now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios in Wondery comes the competition.
Host Shima Oliyei was Nevada's contestant 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks of 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after?
Follow the competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of the competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
So you kept like hearing about Tyga wanting to like do sex tape stuff, mm-hmm. and like thinking that getting Kylie to do some sort of sex tape would like further his career. And I used to read those all the time and I never believed it until he made his career OnlyFans. And now it's like kind of the only thing that brings him money is like OnlyFans.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I guess maybe that's true. But yeah, okay, so this one says, she may not be making a sex tape, but she needs to be very careful around her music boyfriend. Why? Because he might be taping her without her permission. He is telling friends that he thinks that a sex tape is a great idea for two reasons. He wants the fame and the money that would come from it. He also thinks that it would dispel those pesky rumors about his sexuality. Of course, he wants the girlfriend to do the tape with him. She's young, she's hot, and she has her own fan base. Her popularity would make the tape much more profitable than if he did it on his own with one or two no-name females. So far, she's saying no. However, he thinks she will change her mind when she sees actual footage of herself on tape. We don't know if that means that he has already taped her or if he's planning to tape her. That's why we are warning her to be careful. But yeah, I thought that those were bullshit because I was like, oh, there's no way that he's like trying to actually, because the blinds used to make it seem like he was trying to enter the porn industry. And yeah. Now he is in the porn industry.
So this one I thought was really interesting, especially because Kylie got pregnant like a month after her and Tyga broke up.
Right.
I don't believe the Miley Cyrus pregnant. Oh, this is from 2014. I don't believe the Miley Cyrus pregnancy story, but what I do believe is that this B-plus-list rapper is doing his best to make this B-plus-list reality star from an A-list reality family pregnant so that he can tap into the fame and money in that she is so rebellious and so wanting to get back at her family that she might be trying to get pregnant. She thinks it's love. He thinks of it as money. There are reports that she is pregnant. If she is and plans on keeping the baby, she would be best off telling the world immediately. There are those close to her who would do everything to talk her out of being pregnant. How old was she? Like 15 at that point?
Oh my God, she had to be. I love these 2014, 2013 blinds. They're just so messy. This one says, they might not actually be having sex. Yeah, I don't believe that either. This is when they were claiming to still be friends. But this reality star from that A-list reality show was on her knees under a table in a private dining room when a waiter walked in without knocking, as they usually do. Not that it matters, but she was also hammered on booze the older boyfriend bought for her and was not supposed to share, contributing to the delinquency of a minor to go with some statutory rape.
Ugh.
Like, and you know that he was just like, wow, I have this wealthy as fuck, kind of insecure, impressionable young girl, willing to give me money, willing to let me have sex with her whenever I want. I might trick her into a sex tape. Like, he had his claws, like, in her, you know?
Yeah. Remember he wrote that weird song about her?
Yes.
Stimulated?
Yes. Oh, God. I'm going to read another one from 2014. This might actually be late 2015. Also about Kylie and Tyga. It says, these two young celebrities swear that they are just friends and have never had sex. They are trying to get everyone around them to tell the same story because someone could go to jail if they didn't. They might have a hard time shutting everyone up, though, because there are literally dozens of people who know the truth. And everyone is fighting about what story everyone should tell and who is to blame for this mess. Just know that any story they tell publicly will be a lie. What is the truth? Well, he has bragged repeatedly to his friends that he, quote, hits that every day. And she has admitted to her friends that she lost her virginity to him. Like, we just watched that man date a child. And yeah. Didn't do anything about it. The power of that family.
I can remember being like, this is wrong to all my friends. And they were like, but she's like famous. It doesn't work the same. I'm like, what the fuck?
Right. Like, if this was anybody other than a Kardashian, we would be up in arms.
I mean, I know we're going to talk about Millie Bobby Brown at some point.
I know.
But people are up in arms that she was texting Drake.
I know.
Now, can we bring up Kylie and one of our favorite things to talk about?
Oh, yes.
Yachting.
Oh, yes.
2015 BET Awards. If you were wondering where the girlfriend of the B-list rapper was, she was in Cannes having sex with a much older married man who paid her much more than she would have if she attended the BET Awards. And then 2016, this A-minus list star who is whoring herself out in Cannes and the Middle East is earning 40% of what her older sisters have earned. It's gone up since the boob job, but she's still lagging behind her older sister. The mother treats it as a competition.
Okay, let's just talk for a second about the fact that this
family, the competition with a K?
Yes. Like, I just have to talk through this for a second because that's the underbelly of the Kardashians that nobody ever talks about. Above everything else, their family, when you look at those old clips of, like, not even the old clips, when you listen to Kim even now talk about how they used to sign their names to anything and they would endorse just any product and they were doing Skechers and all this bullshit. At the time, that was like the most heightened time of them yachting because they were so desperate. And just to think that this family is like, has tears and their mother is literally pimping them out. And when people used to say that as a joke, they didn't realize that it was real.
It's so insane how it's all been done right in front of our faces for so long.
I
not
know.
That I think Chris Humphries is some stand-up guy, but why do you think he said fraud? And everyone's like, oh, it's because he wanted an annulment because he's religious. No.
No.
No. And I don't think Chris Humphries is a great guy. I really don't.
Right.
But he was also like swindled a little bit, I think.
I think so too, for sure. He had no idea what kind of machine he had gotten himself wrapped up to, especially agreeing to be on the show so intensely. Like, he, you know, he had no idea. And I also think, you know, a really good place to start when it comes to the Kardashians and yachting, if it's your first rodeo, is Kim and her friendship with Brittany Gastineau. Do you remember Brittany Gastineau?
Yes, I haven't thought of that name in like a decade.
The Gastineau Gittles.
Did they have their own show or were they just always in Us Weekly?
No, they did. It was called The Gastineau Girls.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, it was her and her mom. Yeah. Okay. And it was like about them being party girl socialites that just go out in furs and dance at bars.
Yes.
But yeah, so Brittany Gastineau is a blind item treasure. And she is a madam. And her friendship with Kim is like very dark and seedy. And there's years of blind items about Brittany sort of training Kim to be a lucrative yacht girl and also to, you know, make money by bringing in other people to yacht and using her family to kind of take over from her mom. Like, she really taught Kim what she knows. And it's like, it's crazy.
Now that you brought her up, she'll be on the next season of Real Housewives, Beverly Hills.
No, literally.
Just summoned her.
I did. You guys, we're kind of skipping all over the place because it's the Kardashians and they are another treasure trove of blind items. So we're going to kind of be jumping around when it comes to years. But I do want to stick with 2014 for a second because I found some interesting blinds about like Kylie's partying at the time. And I like, if you read about what was going on with her in the blind item world during those years, like a lot of people were like, she needs rehab. This first one says, the A-list reality daughter needs rehab in the worst way possible. She has no supervision and is a mess that has not even looked at a school book in months and is more concerned with getting high than anything else. Her parents don't even pretend to care.
Doesn't that make you a little sad?
Yeah, it does make me sad. For sure.
Because I really don't think she was rotted, and then...
She's, like, a really good kid, to be honest. Like, shockingly good for her situation.
Yeah. The youngest reality daughter in an A-list reality family doesn't do anything all day but smoke pot, take selfies, and get naked online with her boyfriend. If he tries to distribute the images he recorded, he'll go to jail, though. She is an 18.
Yeah, and this was around the time that they, like, pulled her out of school. Remember when they were like, Kylie is being pulled out of school to do, like, intense home training, homeschooling, and everybody was like, okay, sure. Okay, girl. This next one is a pre-Grammy party blind from 2014. It says, this way underage reality show daughter was wasted out of her mind this weekend at a party. She was spotted doing lines of Molly and multiple Jello shots. I mean, she was sloppy drunk, and the guy with her took advantage and was pawing her and groping her, and she didn't even care.
Honestly, no wonder why she was a sloppy drunk. She's 14, taking Molly.
She's a fucking child who hasn't read a book in years.
What is she? She's like 15 or 16 in these, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So one thing I remember about Kylie, other than her lip injections, other than all of that, was when she was named the youngest self-made billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need to talk about that a little bit.
I would love to.
I don't even have blinds about that, but I have feelings about it.
We allowed that bullshit to, and people actually took it serious.
Yeah.
People actually believe that Kylie Jenner is a billionaire.
Guys, Kylie's not a billionaire.
I hate to break it to you, but Kylie is not a billionaire. Like, come on. Let's use our wits. You know what we always say.
Because the deal was, when she sold the majority stock of the Kylie lip kits, is that's what made her a billionaire. But that's not true. When she was selling those, the lip kits were starting to lose money because the product wasn't working well. It wasn't being sold fast enough. All these things. And then Chris is just like, she's a billionaire.
And it, you know, it did get people to start talking about her business. It got people to debate her validity as a businesswoman. And it, the people who believed it to be true really were like, no, she's worked hard. Like, she deserves this. You can't deny the fact that, you know, she's really worked her ass off for this business and blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, I'm down to give credit where credit is due. I really am not that person. And I will say, it's incredible that Kylie, like, decided to basically start a business with no marketing or anything. And they just did it on Snapchat. And like, I remember that being really, like, every day on Snapchat being like, I can't believe she's running this business through Snapchat posts and it's, like, working so well. That was cool. But yeah, the whole billionaire thing was, like, really heavy-handed, and I can't believe it worked.
And I feel like that's when I started to notice the real competition between her and Kim.
Yeah, totally.
Chris threw those two against one another. Mm-hmm. I actually have a blind about it from 2018.
Ooh, okay.
The eldest daughter has always been the favorite of this momager. Now, though, it looks like the youngest is, because the youngest makes the most money and is the most popular and pretty much zero controversies. Remember, this is 2018. Things change very quickly.
Right.
But it was Chris's birthday and Kylie bought Chris a Lamborghini.
Oh, right. All those fake gifts. God. And it's so funny when you look back, because it's like the way that the Kardashians, like the way that time moves with that family is, like, different than normal time. So it's like, they do shit like that that we look back on and we're like, oh, like, that was so dumb. But now it's like, you can't say anything about it. They can't be held accountable for it because, like, so much has happened since then that it feels like such old news, you know?
Yeah, for sure. She went through a pregnancy.
Right, yeah.
I have a blind about Kris Jenner. So it's 2018 again. And guys, again, we're jumping around a bit. But this is year two-ish of Kylie and Travis being together.
Okay.
or I guess a year and a half, whatever. They got together in 2017. The suckitude of the tabloids and even monthly magazines' digital presence really knows no bounds. They throw on the biggest knee pads whenever this momager tells them to. The ridiculous engagement story is the latest example. When they all run the same stories with the same quotes or talking points, they look like mindless people. Then, when they do run something newsworthy or important, nobody believes them.
That's People magazine, right?
Any magazine, it sounds like.
Okay, okay.
I think they were trying to say, like, the hold that Chris has over these, like, People, Us Weekly, TMZ. Right. So, say if, I don't know, not that New York Times would really do a piece on the Kardashians.
Right.
But if they did some kind of hit piece, they'd be like, no, that's not true.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, so it does make the publication, if you know what's going on, it does make the publication look foolish. Because you're like, right. Really? Like, Kris Jenner, like, stuffed money in your fucking pocket and had you release this dumbass story that you know was fake.
If there's one thing you've learned from us, guys, and learned from how TMZ handled Astroworld, understand that Kim Kardashian and the rest of the Kardashians have a phone to Harvey Levin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. 1,000%. I have a couple interesting ones. Speaking of just like the lip cut of it all, I have a couple from... There's one from 2014 and one from 2016. This is the first ever lip kit blind item that I could find that I thought was just interesting. And it says, this very much a minor has started a regimen of lip injections. Her A-list reality star mom probably arranged it. And it's like crazy. It's like so funny when you go back and find like the first little seed of a blind, and it's always so simple and innocent. It's like, this person allegedly is getting their lips filled, and like, look what it's become. And then there's one from 2016 that says, the youngest member of the A-list reality family has a new product that she is selling to the public. No harm in that. But what she's not telling anyone is that she just puts her name on a product she is selling for 3 times the cost of what the same company sells the same exact product for without her face on it. And that was the whole, remember like the ColourPop thing of like, this kit exists already and like everybody knows it exists and the colors are the fucking same, and her pretending that she's like naming colors after MJ and stuff. It's like, they first of all exist. They're made in the same factory. It's the same product. And people are still falling for that shit.
Now, this blind is about her makeup deal. It's 2019, so it's a little bit fresher.
Okay.
This A-minus list reality star with a lucrative side gig thought her team was trying to make a deal with the biggest makeup artist / reviewer to give an endorsement of the reality star's product. Despite the offer being a ton of money, the makeup artist said no because the line was such a ripoff. And that's Kylie Jenner and Jeffree Star.
I knew it was going to be Jeffree Star.
Jeffree Star cracks me up. And he used to talk a lot of shit about the Kardashians because he lived in their community. In
Calabasas. That was a fun time to be a little YouTube troll. Like, the whole Kylie and Jeffree and Kim sending Jeffree her stuff and... that all of the egos involved in just like makeup. I mean, it's crazy.
It's so insane. And I do give Jeffree Star credit for not doing it for a paycheck.
Yeah, at the time, because now it's like become like a viral thing to poorly review their products.
Oh, like, okay.
It's like a thing where it's like you know, everybody wants to be the first person to find out that a Kardashian product is bad. Because, like, you know, whatever. But during that time, it was, like, scary to do that for, like, influencers. Like, they were afraid to say anything bad about them. So, you know, they would get those shitty products. Like when Kylie released $500 makeup brushes for her young fans. Mm-hmm. And they were shitty brushes made poorly with bristles that would fall out and shit. and nobody would say anything bad about them. So at the time, Jeffrey was like, even though he's a rotted piece of shit too, he was the only person giving honest reviews of Kardashian products for like a while. And it was a big deal.
Yeah. Because he already had his foot in the door with makeup and everything at that point, right?
Yeah, his brand at that point was, I mean, incredible. And he wasn't really involved in a lot of the controversies yet. So yeah. It was like very, you know, it was like people loved Jeffrey still. It was a crazy time. Do you want to read some more Travis blinds?
Oh, yes. I have quite a few.
Okay, cool.
I have one from 2017. I noticed the tabloids this morning are all being perfectly quiet about this rapper who shot up the fame ladder almost overnight, hooking up with two women last night. Maybe they want a payoff or an exchange later. Maybe they're afraid of the momager. This is going to be a mess.
And that's the first one, right?
Yeah.
That's their first blind item together.
How romantic.
This one, I have a follow-up one that kind of ties back to Kylie's yachting life. It says, the A-list reality star should watch out for two things. Her boyfriend enjoys other women and men more than her. The crazy thing is that he's the relative of someone who booked her for a, quote, modeling gig. So God only knows who the fuck that was. But how incestuous is that goddamn family? Can we talk?
Can we? Because I have a blind about it.
Yes, please.
So this blind is much more recent. It like just came out this past May. This recent revelation means that at least five celebrities have slept with two of the reality sisters, and at least one has slept with three. Travis Barker has slept with Kim and Courtney. Drake has slept with Khloe and Kylie. The Game has slept with Kim and Khloe. French Montana, one of your favorite people to talk about, Troy, yeah, has slept with Khloe and Kylie. Scott Disick has slept with Courtney and Khloe. And I don't know if I believe that, to be honest, but...
Yeah, I don't know if I do either, to be honest with you.
And again, guys, when we talk about celebrity blinds, we are very aware that they could not be true. Yeah. I don't want you guys thinking, to quote the Kardashians, that the blinds are Bible.
Right.
And then Justin Bieber has slept with Kendall, Kylie, and Courtney.
To be honest with you, just based on the blind items and based on their weird relationship, I think, I don't know if it's ever happened, but like, Scott seems way more likely to have tried to go after Kylie.
Yeah.
And I read a few blinds. I don't know why I didn't take screenshots of them, but I read a few blinds about how, you know, when Kylie was like first getting her work done, she was like slowly becoming like the ideal. Like Scott had basically always wanted to sleep with her. And then when she started getting work done, like she was becoming like the ideal kind of girl that he goes for. Which, you know, years later, like, that's true. I mean, the girls that he hooks up with do kind of have, like, the Kylie aesthetic.
Yeah, or they were her best friend, Sophia.
Right.
And just kind of, like, a funny fact about Travis and Kylie. When people were still trying to figure out whether they were together or not, they went to Bentley University together. In Massachusetts, and the internet went so crazy. I had friends that were at Bentley. I think Travis was performing. It was like his birthday weekend, and everyone's like, we just saw Kylie and Travis Scott. I'm like, who the fuck is Travis Scott? But no, that was like a little fun Massachusetts fact.
That's fun. I don't know why, for some reason, when you first said that, I interpreted it as like some sort of Bentley event, because I'm like a hill, like a fucking idiot who doesn't know anything about education.
I mean, if you're not familiar, I get why you would think that.
Yeah. I was like, Bentley University? What's that, some Bentley school?
They teach you how to drive?
Yeah. Rich folks go there? I want to read this really fun blind about Travis, and I'll just read it, and then you guys can take it for what it is. It says, In addition to getting wasted prior to a show this week, which caused a massive delay for him to sober up, this A-minus list rapper known for being with that reality star is also hooking up, all right, this is going to be a lot, is also hooking up with the boyfriend of the stripper turned celebrity, turned reality star, turned yachter, turned wannabe actress, turned yachter, who loves guys that do it with other guys.
Can I guess?
Yeah, it's a lot.
Does it have to do with Amber Rose?
Yeah.
Yes, I guessed right.
Yeah.
I don't know who her boyfriend is, but
I didn't know his name either, but it's Travis and Kylie, of course, Amber, and then Def Jam record executive Alexander A.E. Edwards. And one day we should do an Amber Rose thing, because she's
kind of a legend.
She's iconic, honestly, and all of the blinds about her all say like she loves bisexual men openly. Like, everybody in Hollywood knows that Amber Rose likes to fuck men that want to get fucked by other men. She really enjoys it, loves like pegging men, like loves, you know. And I
love her.
I know, it's amazing, and it's like completely checks out when you think about it,
right?
I honestly think like a power that a lot of women like her have in Hollywood, women like her in Black China, is that they know how these men actually like to fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And they have that power. Like, she'll always have that power over Kanye.
Well, yeah. Do you remember when they were in a Twitter fight and she was like, I know you like a thumb up your ass, Kanye.
Yeah.
And that's why Kim has short nails or whatever it was. Do you remember that?
Yeah. For sure. Like,
and then everyone was like, Amber, stop. Stop bullying Kanye.
She's been like in the room for sure while Kanye and Olivier from fucking Balmain are like fucking. I mean, for sure. Like,
yeah.
She knows everything. She knows where everybody is buried.
I love her.
I do too.
This is a blind that I've seen a lot of when it comes to Travis and Kylie.
Okay.
This A-minus list rapper paid a mistress six figures to get an abortion so he wouldn't have to deal with the wrath of his girlfriend. And there are so many blinds about Travis allegedly paying for abortions for his mistresses.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least 10. That was just one that I grabbed from 2019.
There are so many.
So many.
Like, it's crazy.
And there are a lot of rumors that he's had a really long-term girlfriend that mm-hmm. we talked about, what, last week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to read another one here in a second about him with women, but like, just like the typical like rapper bullshit that like, first of all, he isn't completely straight and like has like a whole persona fake bullshit thing that he, you know, puts out into the world. And also that he like treats women really fucking terribly.
Mm-hmm.
Which should come as no surprise. This is one from 2017. It says, this often wasted A-minus list rapper has taken his quest to drive that reality star's significant other out of his love life for good to a whole new level. Apparently, he has been hooking up with not just one woman at the time, but multiple. He has group sex sessions where he makes the women strip naked before entering his bedroom. He then makes them all wear matching men's white t-shirts. He has a box of brand new ones next to the bed. The other women I spoke to were two of the five who had group sex with him one night. One of those that I spoke to then met up with him several times after, and he was always trying to organize more threesomes and more foursomes. That reality star calls sometimes during sex and he just rolls his eyes and turns the phone over. He apparently had a huge bed with different levels, which seemed designed for group sex. 4 to 5 people could sleep on it comfortably. He makes the women hand over their phones and clothes to one of his quote minions before entering his bedroom, which is locked with a passcode.
Ugh.
Like,
that's scary that they take your phones, then lock the door.
I know.
And they broke up in 2019 for a while, I remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I read somewhere It was a blind, but I forgot to screenshot it. But it says the Kardashians all want their kids to have the same dads.
Okay.
Because they hated having like half siblings growing up. And like step siblings and stuff. So it actually makes sense. When I read that, I was like, well, it makes sense why she'd want another kid with Travis.
Right. And also why they use men like farms. Like,
right. Like
sperm farms.
I mean, Scott, you know, I don't think Courtney's going to have kids with Travis.
No. Courtney and will then continue having kids with Scott, I believe.
You think so?
I really do think that if she had more children, she would do it with Scott for sure.
Yeah. She's done. I mean, Mason's like a grown man now.
Like, even if it was, they're true. But I honestly think even if she didn't tell the public, it would be like Scott's child. Like, I think that some weird thing would happen.
Yeah.
No, yeah, keep going though. You're right though.
No, and then I was just going to say, like, Chloe has openly said, like, if she does have another child, she wants it to be with the father of her child.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, True already has half siblings, so you don't need to worry.
Yeah, and like, it almost seems like Kim got the most out of, like, it feels like what they do is try and get the most kids out of the men that they can quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Kim, it seems like Kim just like extracted as many kids from Kanye as she could.
That's so true.
Knowing that they weren't going to last forever, obviously. But if she could just, in that short period of time, get as many kids out of him as possible, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
They use men like sperm banks.
And the men they choose. Interesting.
It's so odd.
Now, stepping away from Kylie's love life, I found a blind about a specific music video she was in. Her recent appearance in a music video was derided by nearly anyone with common sense. The issue is that this A-list reality star immediately had an entire press package ready to go to every media outlet about how she stole the show and was the best, or was the most jaw-dropping, or so many other superlatives that tabloids pounce on in print while the real stars were drowned out. And that's when she was in WAP with Meg and Cardi.
Imagine believing this, that she stole the show. Oh my God. Like, girl, like, you would have to plant that story because nobody would ever just believe that to be true.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure I fell in love with Meg Thee Stallion in that music video. I don't know.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure you just walked down a hallway with a blank face that doesn't move anymore.
Give us nothing. I know earlier we mentioned Kylie buying all of her friendships, and this is a blind from 2020. I do wonder if this A-list reality star with the lucrative side gig gets tired of paying to keep her friends by her side, always buying them clothes or gifts or giving them cash.
It's fucking insane. And we saw that in her. Did you ever watch her spinoff show?
I didn't even know she had one.
Yeah, she had a show called Life of Kylie. It only lasted a year. It's like the only Kardashian spinoff that like wasn't even mildly successful.
How old was she?
It was maybe a year or so before she fell out with Jordan.
Okay. Did she have her, I forget her daughter's name right now. Stormy. Did she have Stormy?
No.
Okay.
She was not a mom yet.
Okay.
Yeah, she wasn't a mom. It was about like, it was weird because it was supposed to be like this whole, like, you know, finally, like we get the reveal, like what is Kylie actually like now? What is her life like? And the biggest takeaways from it were like, first of all, it was not revealing at all, obviously. Mm-hmm. She didn't talk about her life at all. She mostly just kind of talked about, it honestly just showed like how much of a shell she is now. Like there's just nothing going on in her brain anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And because she's been stripped of everything that's like identifiable to her.
Yeah.
But now she's just like this pinup. And it's like none of it's real. And she talked about how sad she is, how she is like super lonely, And like all of her friends like live, they like come and go and live in her home. And like her friends just like become her, like in her orbit. And Jordan was in it. And Jordan literally talked about how, you know, she had like lost sense of herself. And she was like, I don't know who I am anymore because my whole life revolves around being Kylie's friend. And mm-hmm. I live in her house. I basically work for her her makeup company. And I don't have any identity anymore. I'm just Kylie's friend. And it was like really sad in like in a way that they didn't intend for it to be sad. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, like she's, this girl is a shell. She can barely carry on a conversation. Yeah. And she used to be so funny and outgoing.
Yeah, that's why I thought she was going to be like Chloe.
Me too.
Yeah, that is sad.
Kylie was like the silly, funny, weird one.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can barely get her to speak a full sentence.
And they're trying to spin that like Kendall's like the quirky, goofy one.
Right. Kendall's the black sheep. Like, fuck off. Fuck off.
Fuck off.
Give me a break. Kendall's the khaki one. She's khaki beige.
Kendall's so fucking boring.
I know. She's unbearable.
The most interesting thing about her is she was good friends with Cara Delevingne for a while.
Right. Yeah. The most interesting thing about Kendall is the stuff that she doesn't want us to know about her, unfortunately.
Right.
You know?
Now, one thing I found interesting about Kylie, which I did not realize, is do you remember, I hope this was something that wasn't publicized and it makes me so furious, when Tory Lanez shot Meg Thee Stallion in the foot.
Mm-hmm.
And can I just say, if that was Taylor Swift, if that was Selena Gomez, if that was anyone, how big of a story that would have been and how big of a story that should have been.
I know, and people were making memes about it, like, the minute it happened. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
So, there was a blind, I didn't screenshot it, guys. I need to do better. I know, I'm sorry. But it was to the effect that the shot happened because they were fighting over the fact Tory Lanez was allegedly hooking up with Kylie.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me so angry.
I know. I know. And Kylie didn't get any pushback from that at all. Nothing. Because
I had no idea until today that she was even involved with that.
Mm-hmm. It was like, yeah, kind of her fault.
Literally.
Like, it's crazy.
And Meg didn't want Tory Lanez to get shot, so she didn't say anything for a while. And now people are like, well, why didn't you? That's a whole different story for a different right. day. But I was shocked when I read that.
Yeah, that was really fucked up. You're right, though. That was anybody. Yeah, that was fucking Selena Gomez. Are you kidding?
Can you imagine Kylie Jenner who got shot in the foot?
Yeah. World dominating news. Larry King himself would raise from the dead to give the exclusive. I'm not kidding. Like, it would be crazy.
Yeah. That's always been something that's bothered me.
Can we end on a silly note?
Yeah. I mean, can we end on some, can I say one that's not silly and then you end on a silly one?
Yeah, of course.
Because this is, again, one of your favorite people to talk about. And guys, I'm going to make Troy talk about this person.
Oh God.
This is from 2021. After the directionally challenged A-minus B-list rapper / pimp was accused again this weekend of another sexual assault, a story leaked the same thing happened with a member of the A-list reality family, which is why he's no longer in their good graces. I always thought it was because he wouldn't give them coke for free. French Montana and Kylie Jenner. And Troy, I need you to talk about French Montana because you opened my eyes to this.
So French Montana has an extremely lucrative business as a pimp, essentially. I don't know if there's like a new term, like the way that there's a new term for casting couch being yachting. I don't know if there's like a new term for pimp. I guess it's just still pimp.
I think the term is French Montana.
Yeah. He is basically in Hollywood. He's known as like one of the most up there top tier pimps. Like, I'm trying to think of another word to use, but like he has a gaggle of women. And he, I mean, it's like reality stars and like just people in the industry. Like, he is the guy who is like, he somehow, and think about it, like, he doesn't really make music anymore. Like, what the hell does he do? But he's like out there all the time. Yeah, he's a really great blind item read. Like, just unbelievable. You would never believe the shit that you read about him.
Yeah. I just wanted you to talk about him.
At first, I thought you were going to say Joe Francis. For a second, I thought it was going in a Joe Francis direction. And I was like, oh, God.
You're like, where could it go?
So many disgusting men. I just love that this particular topic follows me wherever I go. I can't escape it. This is from 2013. Oh, it says, the C-list reality star who was being groomed to be A-list, Remember, like, those times?
And it worked.
Who's being groomed to be A-list spent 2 hours at a Scientology center with her new friend. If she became a Scientologist, they would love that, with a capital love. And that's, of course, Kylie and Jaden. Those kids, the amount of young people that they have tried to get in Scientology, and that family claims to not have any ties to the church, and the only tie they have is that Jada studied religion. Okay.
What did you talk about that fucking Tom Cruise hide and seek game? I think about that too often.
Yeah. Adult hide and seek.
Ugh, scary. That's what our VIP is at the show, guys. Adult hide.
I'm just kidding. Me and Kelly naked hiding places and waiting for you guys to see where we are in the auditorium.
How scary. So yeah, I mean, Kylie Jenner, it does make me feel sad for her in a way.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't think she had a chance to be any different.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think like Khloe maybe, and Kim to a point, and I don't even know about Courtney really. But they weren't super raised in it. They were raised with money. And yes, their dad was famous, but they weren't raised in it the way Kylie and Kendall were.
I agree. Like, they really had no shot at a normal life. And like I said earlier, you know, Kylie has been stripped of, I think for the most part, when you look at old Kendall, she's pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Like, Kendall feels like a grown-up version of young Kendall.
Like, quieter, like, and...
Yeah, and like, maybe like way more outgoing when she's like around people that make her comfortable, like, you know. Kylie was not meant to grow up to be this person, and that's mm-hmm. what's really sad. Like, when you look again, you guys, YouTube each Kardashian's name with the word keek after it, k-e-e-k, and some just amazing person archived all of the Kardashians' keeks individually. So each girl, they have all their keeks in a row. And it's so fast. It's just endlessly fascinating to look at. All of them are interesting, but Kylie's is the most, because it's like you're reminded, oh, she was really, really, really outgoing and really goofy, very sarcastic, funny, just like, you know, yeah, like you said, a little baby Khloe.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the funniest, most goofy, weird. And even when she like went through her Tumblr phase, that was like an extension of her being the black sheep. Like, she was the weird, like, kind of kooky one. And like, I remember when she was younger, Kim used to like stalk her Tumblr and steal ideas from her, because she was like the kooky, weird black sheep Daria of the family. And now she is Amanda Lepore. And it's just fucking nuts.
Yeah. So I guess when it comes to rotted or not, I think all the Kardashians are rotted.
Yeah.
I don't think Kylie had a chance to not be rotted.
Totally.
But then you look at like her response to Astroworld and you're kind of like, fuck you.
Yeah.
But again, it's that like, it's almost like they've been almost raised to have zero empathy.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, that's kind of how I feel the Kardashians are. I think they try really hard to relate or try to be relatable.
Mm-hmm.
But that empathy, it's just not there.
Yeah.
Like, I remember Jennifer Aniston said this about Brad Pitt. She was like, he lacks a sensitivity chip. And I feel like that's the Kardashians.
Yeah, for sure. Kris has trained them to just be money, 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 content, 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 business, business. Like,
and you're not doing anything wrong. Remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just find a way to spin it. Like, we can get out of anything.
We can spin this. Any press is good press.
This is fun, though. It's fun to randomly. We should do over time all the Kardashians at some point.
Oh, definitely. In my mind, I was like, we should do a Kardashian episode. Then I was like, too much, too much.
Too much, too much, too much. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if we had 8 more girls to talk about?
I know.
My God.
Well, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We hope to see you at some live shows. Make sure you rate, subscribe, do all that fun stuff. Join the Patreon. We have a happy hour coming up for our Patreon people. And... yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye.